sorry.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve the Rout County check approval sheet May 28th through June 1st. Accounts payable check cycle date in the amount of $334,526.97. Payroll checks in the amount of $469,614.06. Payroll check manuals, $322.32. And the IRS and state income tax wires in the amount of $192,138.66 for total disbursements of $996,602.01.
Second. Items noted there, Tom?
Yes. Have a payment to Bridgestone of America's, this is for the road and bridge heavy equipment budget and the purchase of 32 tires for the District 2 shop. $19,351.38. Have a payment also to Colorado Paint Company. This is for Yampa Valley Regional Airport, and this is for the purchase of paint for the airside and landside pavement, marking $18,110. Payment to Correctional Healthcare Management. This is for the Sheriff's Department detention facility and the inmate care insurance, and these are for months of March and June 2018. $21,923.16. Payment to Kindle and affiliates. This is the planning department, and this is the program processing assessment of the planning department. This is a project that Dan Weinheimer has led with the department, and this cost was $1,485.
What was that with the planning department?
This is the assessment that we're doing of the planning department, just like we did the assessment of building department with the city. So this is about processes for the planning department.
Okay.
You know,
is that the same company that we used for the building department assessment?
It is the same one.
Okay.
So then payment to ParkingSoft LLC. This is for YVRA and purchase of two ticket printers, $3,740. Then we had carpet cleaning at YVRA. Paid Snow White carpet cleaning, $5,079. And finally, payment to State Communications. This is from BCC office budget, and this is for the communications consultant, the assessment report, and training. So this payment is $16,500.
Any other questions,
no.
Comments? Motion on the floor. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. So we got items to note from yesterday's work sessions. We met with the county manager for an update, a legal update with our county attorneys. We had a emergency management and communications center update with both the communications director as well as the communications manager. Emergency operations director as well as the communications manager. Met with the sheriff for an update and also met with Human Resources Director Chris Hansen to discuss the direct path employee benefit that we're providing related to health insurance benefits.
On the consent agenda items, I'm going to pull three just to ask, or C, just to ask a question. So, Mr. Chair, I move that we approve consent agenda items A, B, D, and E.
Second. So, Jill, do you have yours with you here as well?
I do. The agreement?
Yep, come on up. That's for the, so all those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. So that's for the recreational vehicle space rental with the town of Hayden and our county attorneys actually drafted this. Actually, I signed it.
Yeah, you did.
You did.
So
just so damn
I'll
efficient.
I'll just take it. You were on it. I'll take it to the clerk. Have them.
There you go.
Right?
That sounds good.
Okay.
And I guess you need to provide a copy back to Matt, too, right?
Yes, I have two originals.
Good.
Do that, and then I'll see you back here at 11:30.
Very good, thank you.
So why are we getting an extension on our audit?
Because we didn't finish it by the deadlines that the state has provided, and the county department has contacted the Department of Local Affairs and advised them of the extra work we have with our
ERP. Is it because it's because of Munis?
It is because of ERP.
Okay, all right, that's what I thought. I just wanted to make sure. Thank you. So, Mr. Chair, I move to approve consent agenda item C.
Second. Need a discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Representative of the Klein property on the west side of town, and it is back on the market again. We've had some differences with several of the under contract people, and we haven't had differences, but they've had differences with the city planning people. So it is back on the market. I might add, though, that just in the last couple of days, we've had three new inquiries. But on the other hand, and mainly asking, well, why haven't these other prior deals closed? And we're meeting with some of those people this week.
That was my question. Are you willing to say why city planning? Was there some restriction on the property or problems?
I don't know how to address that question right now. Because we're still talking, and actually this most recent under contract person that walked where there was some hard money due, he said, the response I'm getting after two pre-application meetings, which of course requires fees, and he said, they just don't want to allow me to do what I want to do without a lot of other restrictions. And they have indicated, well, you could go through the variance thing. Well, of course, in order to do that, he's going to have to go and spend $30,000, $40,000 just to get through to that point and maybe get a variance. It's been difficult with the City Planning Commission. And I guess that's as far as I probably should go right now.
Okay, thanks.
It is still in the market. County's going to need that land someday.
Is that right? I needed to graze my horses, Bob.
There you go. Have a good morning.
Bye.
Are you here for public?
Yep, for public comment, too?
Well, David Miller, and there's a lot line thing.
Oh, yeah, we just approved that.
So we just approved it.
So I missed her. So she brought the plat over, and I got it.
No. Nobody brought it from planning, no.
Yeah.
Do we have? I have.
I can call over there really quick. Really.
So we'll go back on here. We have our. Actually, we're still ahead of time, anyhow. But we have our 11 o'clock item, the combined law enforcement facility guaranteed maximum price and notice to proceed. And so, again, for the record, Tom, if you could go through some of the information.
As you know, Ralph County and the city of Steamboat Springs have been involved with this project for, I'm just going to say, over 2 years now. But we've got a construction IGA that stipulated how we get to this point. And what we're at now is through our CMGC process. The CMGC contractor is Calcon. Calcon and NV5, our project management firm, have issued reviewed all the subcontractor documents and have presented a guaranteed maximum price for this project. The guaranteed, let me make sure I'm getting to the right number here. The guaranteed maximum price at this time that we're looking for you to approve today is an amount that is less a $4,735,000 grant amount that we will get from the Department of Local Affairs. And we cannot approve that amount until the state has actually signed that contract. The city has signed that contract, and so we're just waiting on the state. I was told this morning that will likely be another 2 weeks before the state signs off on that. It is in the state attorney's office right now. The project amount that we'll be looking at today is also minus a $1.995 million amount that was issued in a limited notice to proceed back on April 12th of this year. So the total amount of the GMP for the CLEF part of the project and does not include the Comm Center part of the project is $9,007,868. This is a limited notice to proceed that we'll be asking you to approve today and authorize my signature on that limited notice to proceed. That amount, that $9 million, is also shared approximately 60% to city and 40% county. However, the city does have dollars that they will pay Rouse County for the purchase of the land at the CLEF site. Another amount that you're preparing or approving today is a guaranteed maximum price of $785,995 for the county's portion or the county's cost for building and finishing a new 911 emergency communications center. That is on the second floor of the CLEF building. So the total amount of this limited notice to proceed for Rouse County today is $9,793,863. The total amount that Rouse County will have the construction net minus the funds from for the purchase of the land and the grant, Rouse County's cost will be approximately for the guarantee under the construction be $5,472,378. Yeah, any other questions? I know how complicated this is.
I guess just one thing is tonight when the City Council makes their motion, are they also going to guarantee the Comm Center amount?
Or no, they will not.
Okay, all right. I don't have any other questions. Mr. Chair, I move that we approve a guaranteed maximum price presented by Calcon Construction of $9,007,868 for the CLEF project shared facilities and $785,995 for the Communications Center for a total guaranteed maximum price of $9,793,863 and authorize the county manager to sign a limited notice to proceed for the CLEF and the Comm Center.
Second. Any other discussion? Those in favor say aye.
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 Thank you.
Yeah, let's talk about who.
I guess again, though, if you need volunteers.
Design Advisory Committee or.
Yeah, whatever, yep. Loretta and I could help.
Or, something. Like I say, the other one will be the old facility because I think the potential's there.
Normally,
and what was identified in the past. There's
and even
some
that,
huge
the old facility still got to figure out who's going to own it.
Well, that's the thing.
Who's going to finance
it? Is it a recreation district?
There's a lot of big hurdles there. Okay, we got our
beer garden.
11:30 item here. We've got a resolution designating an alcohol consumption area at the Rouse County Fair. So, Jill, I'll turn off to you first. If you could.
So, Parks and Rec has been talking to the Fair Board for several months, since March, I think, to try and do a beer garden at the fair this year. And at our last meeting, I don't even know what day it is, in May. The Fair Board voted to...
May 9th, maybe?
Yeah, second one's May. Anyway, they voted to May 9th. Move forward and recommend this proposal to you guys. They're good with it. And actually, kind of a change. When I started in 05, the Fair Board was like, no, we're not having beer, garden at the fair, blah, blah. And this year, Parks and Rec, they only wanted to do one night of the beer garden. The Fair Board said, no, you either do two nights or you don't do it at all. So here we are. But it would be during the bull riding event on Thursday night and the demolition derby on Friday night. You have to have a ticket to the event to have access to the beer garden. And then you guys can explain all your security measures
and
stuff. And
then the VIP seating is within?
Nope, since we're moving it just to the track, they will have... the VIP and sponsors will have access to it from the outdoor arena. We'll figure that part out. But
it's going to be right here?
Yes.
Okay. So on the track.
So that people from the grandstands can come down, have a beer in the beer garden. Because we didn't want people to leave the grandstands, leave the event, go slam a beer in the beer garden because they can't see the event while they're there. Because that's really not the point of the beer garden. It's just enjoy a beer while you're watching the event. Mm-hmm. So that's why, and Frank, myself, the Hayden Chief of Police, Greg Chulizewski, another member of, Zach was there, wasn't he?
Zach.
The rec board.
Okay. Donnie Hayes.
And then Donnie Hayes, and then the Yucca Valley Brewing Company. We all just met at the fairgrounds one day and said, okay, what would be the best place for this, for everybody's purpose? And that's what we came up with. To do it there on the track, so the people from the grandstands could come down. And we have, Moffitt County is letting us use bleachers, so we're going to have more seating, so we'll have some extra bleachers there in the beer garden so people can watch. We're also going to have some more seating on the track, and we're going to allow some seating on the track now to expand because people get so mad because we sell out, especially during demo derby night. So we're bringing in some more seating, and I'm in talks with a security company out of Craig, because law enforcement, I mean, they're already maxed, and he has a hard time getting what we get. So we're going to try and have some security just for right up there in front of the grandstands, the beer garden area, and having people on the track out there. So a little added security, and it'll all come out of the tickets to pay for the security. But
and the brewery has been, and they want to be involved in the premises that they'll be making a special beer for this. That is a lighter
Route County Fair.
Route County Fair brew. But the other thing that they were the ones who came forth with the concept of a tapped wristbands. I guess that's used
with
at
a what?
Tabbed wristbands. Oh. So they're used at a lot of beer festivals so that you know the third time once your tabs are done, you're done. And I thought that was
so
an interesting.
It's limiting the intake.
How many tabs?
Three.
The idea is to
it's
have a
craft
few
beer.
Beers and have a good time, not
yeah,
to get
not
hammered
to
and be obnoxious.
Get
and,
yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And I think it is something that
in 4 hours
we've gone from a position of absolutely no alcohol at the fairgrounds. People, it
yeah
can be
we,
okay
we
to only
it.
Have
yeah.
three drinks.
Yeah.
All right.
So I got a question. So you have a resolution.
Do you have a number?
No.
So you
didn't give me a number.
Well, no, Doug's got the.
Yeah, but that wasn't in our packet, so.
The resolution? I just got it from Eric.
Oh, okay. So it's 025.
Okay. Mr. Chair, I move that we approve resolution 2018-025. Designating an alcohol consumption area at the Route County Fair on Thursday and Friday, August 16th and 17th, 2018, from 6:30 to 10 p.m.
Second. Any discussion? All those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 So we got
meant for the kids or something too. But. Okay, we got our 11:45 item. We're a little early, but consideration for the approval of and the authorization for the chair to sign service agreement between Patient Tools Incorporated, PTI, and Route County as the fiscal agent for the Route County Early Childhood Education. Stephanie?
So PTI developed this Ages and Stages questionnaire portal in partnership with the Early Childhood Council in Grand County. They are able to tout that they have 95% of their children birth to five receiving a developmental screen. Developmental screens are important because we want to catch red flags for early intervention as early as possible. And it's best practice for all children to receive a screening upon enrollment in an early learning program. So we have the funding to support our early learning programs and family child care providers with utilizing the Ages and Stages questionnaire tool, which will be available online through partnering with Patient Tools Inc. And this is a parent screen, so we're not putting more work on our early childhood programs. They'll be passing on the link to their families for their families to conduct this questionnaire so they can see where their child is in their development, and they'll have more information on how to further support their child in their child's development. It was written up so much nicer in my little summary, but I didn't want to just read that back to you.
How do you find the parents?
So these are parents who are already enrolling their child in a center, a preschool, or with a family childcare provider.
Okay.
So they're walking in the door, paying tuition, bringing their child to this program for care.
Okay.
So it doesn't cost us anything either?
So for the app developer, he's waiving his fee of $150 per program for the first 2 years because he sees it as us being in beta testing with him, that he'll be working things out for us and doesn't want to charge us for 2 years. So we will only be paying for the screens that are coming through Books Publishing Company because they're the ones who own the rights to the online screen.
And where's that money coming out of?
That's a 50 cents a kid screen, and right now I have it coming out of the $6,200 that we received from managed care savings through the Department of Human Services. And I'm also looking at other funding opportunities for funders who are interested in funding social emotional development.
So we're actually signing two different contracts. One was
Showing us all the paperwork required for getting us set up with Brooks Publishing Company.
Okay.
But he is he's my main point person, and he'll be setting everything up with Brooks Publishing, and Brooks Publishing will be sending us a bill for the screens that are done. So right now the only cost is 50 cents a kid per child that receives a screen. And the most that could be at this time is probably 600 children. So it would be costing us $300. And then we received a grant last year from Northwest Colorado Health to purchase the tablets that we have a contract, an MOU in place with our child care programs outlining that we have gifted them a tablet for them to make available to their parents so that they can do this online screen at the program, because we're not assuming that all families have access to internet and have devices to be able to access the tool.
So again, go through this a little bit more since we have a little few minutes here. But so the parents are going to be asking for this, or they're going to be the daycare centers are going to be referring the parents.
Right. So it's going to be included
in the. And then the parents are going to be taking the screening. So on behalf of their kids, or?
Yes, it's an online screen that asks the questions such as, can your child hop on one foot? And the questions are based on the age of the child. So they're only going to ask questions based on where a child should be in their development. So it's an opportunity for a parent to know more about what their child should be able to do at this age and if their child is able to do it. So we're really seeing it as a parent education tool.
The parents have the ability to do that across the board.
We do, which if I had more details about the screen, it is an evidence-based screen that I would guess it's written like at a third grade level.
Okay.
And the child care programs will be there to support families with completing the screen.
And then what are we doing about bilingual kind of stuff as well?
That is a great question. It is available in Spanish.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we will be able to support the early childhood programs with accessing the tool in
Spanish. And then
what are
we going to do with the information when we get it back? And how does the parent get the information back? And are we going to have a session with the parent, or who's going to have a session?
So it's all through the directors. We'll be training the directors on being able to have those what could be difficult conversations with parents. Once parents complete the screen, the results of the screen are shared by the director. So
back
parents,
to the parents.
Yes. So the parents. The parents are not going to get the results on their own because
right.
We know there could be red flags identified.
Well, and you know, there could be, I mean, they might have a hard time understanding what it
exactly.
says anyhow.
So it'll be the director receiving the results to share the results with the families.
Huh.
And then they'll be prepared to have those conversations depending on what's come out of the results, if there needs to be follow-up with referrals to resources for early intervention.
And has this been taken on in other places?
So Greene County is the first.
You might have already said that, I think. Barbara.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
So Greene County, they've been the pilot program with the app developer, and they finalized this like back in 2016. So we've been waiting for the app to be available for more people to use. So that's why we've had this delay that we were ready to do it this time last year. But we're waiting for all the kinks to be worked out with the app.
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Chair, I move that we approve and authorize your signature on a service agreement between Patient Tools, Inc. and Rauk County as fiscal agent for Rauk County Early Childhood Education.
Second. Any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Sorry to grill you. It's just kind of like
no, it's good.
Here. I just want to make
it
sure.
It really is. It's taken me years to wrap my mind around.
Set of paperwork from One America. They're our new provider for our life and long-term disability benefits. The part of their program is also a employee, almost an employee assistance program. They call it a, they do call it an employee assistance program. So there's a paperwork for the life and long-term disability, the employee assistance program, and in the service agreement. Asked Eric to review the documents. He was, for the most part, okay with the documents. He requested that One America put in some wording regarding Tabor and also to note that they had some indemnification language in the agreement that he asked to have modified, and One America said that we're a small group under 400 and that they don't normally change their canned documents for small groups. So they did not want to put in the language that Eric had requested. One for the Tabor, they also said that the contract is a year-to-year contract, so there wasn't any thank you, multi-year obligations. But for the indemnification, we've asked them to at least put in something to the effect of to the extent allowed by law or except as prohibited by law. And they have sent that to their attorneys, and I haven't heard back from them yet of whether or not they will put in those four or five words for us. Eric had preferred a large paragraph, but
I'm with you on indemnification language.
They wouldn't do that.
They won't do that?
Well, their attorney's looking at it to do these, to the extent allowed by law or except as prohibited by law, to do the larger paragraph that Eric had requested to be put in there. Again, they wouldn't do it for a small group. If they chose to do it, it would take about another 6 weeks to get everything approved, and they would more than likely cancel this contract and come up with a new effective date of our policy, which wouldn't be the first of the year.
My suggestion, and I try to give the other side some options, so it's not always just no, followed by another no. And in dealing with, you know, large corporations like that, we get these canned documents kind of forced to our side. We want the service, then we have no bargaining power, essentially. But the indemnification language that they have in their agreement, I think, is problematic. So we're asking them simply to soften that.
And it sounds like they're not the only vendor. I mean, if this was who we selected through the Hays process, there's more than one company.
Right.
And yeah, I guess my question
Hays
is
Hays should be making it very clear to them that we are going to have some restrictions as a governmental entity and to not even bid on it unless they're willing to make changes to, you know, that our county attorney wants. I mean, that's something we should be telling companies that want to do business with us right up front.
This is something that we've had for as long as I've been working with our benefits. Even when John Merrill was reviewing the contracts, he asked for changes to the contracts. And again, in their eyes, we're considered a small employer, and they present their canned documents and normally don't make any changes.
But some of them have?
Not that I can specifically recall.
It's just like computer programs, same kind of thing too.
If they make the small change that I've requested, then I would feel comfortable approving as to form as is. I'm not comfortable doing that right now. One way of dealing with this to allow this to go through their attorney review process is to authorize the chair to sign pending ultimate approval by the county attorney's office.
So I guess I have a bigger question. So we're here on 6-5, June 5th.
Yes.
How have we been covered since January 1st through June 5th?
They've just been allowing us to. I worked with Hays because we were in the middle of the ERP, and all the implementation, and so I've worked with them. Hayes had reviewed the contracts.
Good thing they, we didn't have anybody die.
Think, so. Well, exactly. We would have then.
I mean, because they could have just walked
didn't,
away.
Didn't we have a spouse die?
We had an employee.
Actually. We have an employee, but he wasn't covered by benefits.
Oh, okay.
He was just a temporary.
Okay.
But it's my understanding that the coverage was in place.
Not for him.
I mean.
He wasn't covered
since
by.
Since January for,
yes,
the, for
yes.
the county.
Just my question is, how was the coverage in place?
Right, if we
till now,
contract.
If we didn't have a contract.
We've been paying the bill, and they've been accepting the payment.
Gotta love these insurance companies.
Okay, Mr. Chair, I recommend that we approve and authorize your signature on a contract once it's been approved as to form by the county attorney with One America to provide life, ADD, and LTD benefits throughout county.
And so that's, it's only one contract for the three different coverages, is that correct?
Well, there's,
I'm sorry,
there's
life, ADD.
My motion should probably have said contract and agreements.
Okay.
Yeah, there's an administrative options, then there's the employee assistance program, and the application subscription agreement.
Okay. Any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. So you can, after you're satisfied, bring it back. We'll go from there.
Okay. I'll get a stamped copy to you.
Very good.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. So we got our 1 o'clock agenda item, human resources assessment, CPS HR professional services agreement. Mr. Tom.
Yeah, thank you, commissioners. As you know, we had an assessment of the human resources department completed by CPS HR. And within their recommendations, they had levels of leadership, and they focused on leadership, structure, cultural identity, and customer service alignment, along with effective system and resources. They categorized the recommendations based on urgency and what needs to be completed now and what needs can be completed over a period of time as a current need or between current and future needs, and then to serve the midterm needs and then the long-term future needs. The item that we have today is really a current need to address the leadership and alignment and the organizational structure of the department. Four tasks have been, I've asked CPS HR to provide a proposal to complete the four tasks, and those are listed in the agenda, in my agenda communications. But firmly to commit the complete the documents for the senior leadership of the department to provide a direction. We need a new job description for the HR director, and also an opportunity to look at the structure of the department and all the job descriptions for the department. So the first item as far as timeline would go would be completion of task one, and that would be done within the first week and take about 6 hours. And that is the most urgent part, as we've discussed in other sessions we've had, is as we look to reorganize the department and identify the duties and or the assignment of duties amongst the positions, we really need to have the director identified as far as the duties and be able to get feedback if we make the change in directions for the department. That was options from the first assessment was either look for a new director or work with the current director. Certainly we need to have this new job description done for the current director to be able to determine how she fits in within this this work effort. So that is the scope of these four items, and it would be completed within 6 weeks at a total of 18 hours for $5,900. That amount includes an estimated $800 for travel and expenses, and frankly, for this effort, I really don't see that we'll need travel and expenses. I think all this effort can be completed by phone. Dan Weinheimer, Deputy County Manager, had a phone call with Deanna Hain with CPS HR last Friday, and they talked with the consultant that is going to actually do the rewriting of the job descriptions. And of course, that rewriting of the job descriptions will include conversations with the current staff and the HR department. But really, they have a good idea about where they need to head with this, because of the completion of the assessment included conversations with HR staff.
Are you going to do the optional task four at this point, or are you going to wait till you have...
I would like the optional task four to be completed this time, but actually taking action on it will come later through the 2019 budget process.
Okay.
Was that not clear on my agenda? I'm
no,
sorry.
No, I was thinking, you know, if you're going to do a fully developed HR director job...
So I had a problem with that.
And then I was thinking might get that... have that person on board and then have them really go through task four.
And then you're talking the same thing I was saying too.
Okay.
Because if we're moving forward with a different person, or we define what the job description is, whoever is that going to be, that director or whatever,
is going
needs
to
be
put
part
their
of
own
and I'm sorry, you're exactly right.
And that was been my comment all
okay.
along too.
And you're exactly right. That's how we would go through this. We would get the new job description for the leadership role in that department and determine the best fit for that position. And if it's not the current director, then we would move forward with the rest of these items until the new director
perfect.
Was on board.
Good.
I should have made that more clear.
And again, your comments are exactly the same as my comments. I don't want to be making the whole stew when we're just got one ingredient here right now. Let's get the one ingredient.
Okay.
And
I agree
if that one ingredient's the stew might be different if it's chicken or beef or whatever. So,
okay.
In my layman's terms,
I get
so.
You. But anyway, we'll figure out the job description, and then we'll determine the capacity of our current director to be able to perform that role, and then move forward accordingly.
Okay, Mr. Chair, I move that we approve a professional services agreement between Rock County and CPS HR for human resources department restructure and job descriptions at a cost not to exceed $5,900.
Second.
And just add that once we know how much we're actually spending on this, then we'll do a supplemental budget for our office by the end of the year.
Any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 And I do have...